Being a son of Zeus, Heracles had a powerful enemy, Hera. Myth has it that no sooner had Heracles been born than Hera sent two slithering vipers into his chamber, intending their poisonous fangs to make short work of this bastard baby. But the mighty infant grasped the snake in each of his chubby hands and squeezed them to death. In fact, his name Heracles simply means Hera's glory, because Hera sent him a lifetime of difficulty and challenges, which made Heracles suffer greatly. But he also achieved tremendous victories that led to everlasting fame and glory. With the jealous eyes of Hera always on him, Heracles was destined to have a dangerous and difficult future. When he reached his manhood, Heracles was married and had three lovely children. But one day, in a fit of madness induced by Hera, he threw his own kids into the fire and slew his beloved wife. To do penance, he did the bidding of gods and became a 10-year servant of his stepbrother, Eurystheus, king of Argos. Under this weakling king, Heracles performed 12 stupendous labors, which ultimately won his way to heaven. The first labor Eurystheus demanded was the skin of a lion that was ruining men's livelihoods in the hills around Nemea. The lion, raised specifically by Hera to be a trial for Heracles, was so powerful that its hide could not be penetrated by iron, bronze, or stone. Seeing his arrow bounced off the lion, Heracles wrestled the creature with his bare hands. After killing the ferocious lion, he made a hooded cloak out of the lion's impenetrable skin, which was to become Heracles' special uniform. Over the next decades, the king sent Heracles far and wide, on ever more difficult and dangerous missions. He defeated a terrible swamp monster called a hydra. He trapped an enormous wild boar. He drove out a menacing flock of birds that were terrorizing a whole village. He single-handedly captured a herd of fierce cattle. The more the king tried to get rid of Heracles, the more he enhanced the young man's reputation. In order to retrieve the golden apples of the Hesperides, Heracles sought advice from the old sea god Nereus, who alone knew the way to the Garden of the Hesperides. As the sea god was unwilling to cooperate, the mighty hero grabbed him so tightly that after various metamorphoses, Nereus was compelled to give the information required. Eventually, with both great strength and intelligence, Heracles got the apples with the help of Atlas. Being the hardest labor, the 12th and final mission of Heracles was to go down to the underworld and drag the three-headed Cerberus up to light. Like Nereus, Hades was furious at the hero's presumption and reluctance to let Cerberus go. However, Heracles shot him in the shoulder, and for the first time, the god of the hell experienced the agony of mortal suffering. Heracles then got the consent and caught hold of the monstrous gatekeeper with his bare hands and brought it to the upper air. Heracles, a living man, had entered the underworld and come back again, which was such an extraordinary feat only Orpheus and Theseus would ever match. With the 12 labors coming to an end, Heracles' trials by no means finished. However, this process of a virtuous struggle against the odds brought him both everlasting fame and immortality. When he died at the age of 900, the mortal part of him descended into Hades. But his spirit was taken up to Olympus by Athena, where Zeus gladly accepted him among the company of the gods.